Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology.
Dave Flyer, Dave Schwann with you on this Sunday morning. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning to you.
Nice to spend some time with you during the daylight hours.
Yeah, right. Just to prove that we're not vampires.
How fun was that at the Walk of Fame? You know?
Always a great a celebration, and that's what it is. It's a celebration, and awesome to see our colleagues and coworkers get inducted into this, and equally so, I ran into a number of people I hadn't seen in many years.
That's the good part.
And
it was great. Yeah, you get to see people, especially with the hours that you usually work and the weekends and stuff. You don't get to get down here during the week very often. So to see, you know, really this is the one time a year that you just get to see your fellow hosts and producers and news anchors and everybody kind of hanging out in the same spot. So it's a lot of fun.
It is. It is. And, of course, our friend Dean was inducted.
He's too big now.
He won't be on your mashup now.
No, he will not be on my mashup.
He won't be doing that anymore.
I don't think so. And then you and I.
Did you hear yes. Steve Cochran during his introductory remarks? He said, this past week, Dean has received two honors, the Silver Circle Emmy Award, now the WGN Walk of Fame. Next week it will be the Nobel Prize.
Yeah, I heard that. Actually, earlier in the week, or a couple weeks ago, he was talking about the fact that Dean, your hole was being dug right outside the studio here, which is nice. Actually, I was back. I was saying this at the beginning of the show. I was back with Steve and in Bill Leff's office when Steve was going through his speech for the Walk of Fame, and the jokes that were flying between him and Bill, man, once they get going, oh my God.
Oh, I can imagine.
Oh man, it was fabulous. I couldn't stop laughing. These guys are great. And it was such a great day. You know, we missed the rain once again. So everybody
lucked out on that. That's
time.
For sure.
Yeah, but very happy for Dean as well, of course.
And everyone, you know, it was great to see. Max, of
and
course.
Max, yeah, I got to see
Jim Carrillo, who was such a fantastic guiding light for the engineering department here. When I was here in the 80s, he was chief engineer, and then he was the one that was certainly the supervisor, if you will, when we moved here up to the seventh floor a few years ago.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Great group of people.
Mm-hmm.
Great group of people. And you and I are going to be hanging out on Memorial Day as well.
Tomorrow morning, man. Yeah, we'll be here tomorrow.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I'm in the middle of my Wisconsin weekend, so I mentioned this
earlier. Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
so you're commuting.
I'm commuting. It's weird because you're by the lake. You're enjoying the breeze. You're looking at the sunset, and then I'm walking down the loading dock of the Tribune Tower. Now I'm going to go home and take a nap, and then I'm going to drive back up. And then I'm going to drive back here tomorrow morning. And
You're a crazy man. I have to tell you, though, we, 2 weeks ago, we were driving in through and up into northern Wisconsin, as you know.
Yeah.
And as you get around Rhinelander and further north, we were headed up to Bayfield to the Apostle Islands area there. That is such beautiful country.
Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. It just kind of lowers my blood pressure being up there.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Yeah.
Well, here's a little history. We only have time for
just a little bit of time.
Yeah, but here we go. Century of Progress, 1933, the World's Fair opens in Chicago.
Dad was there.
And you know, that's very cool.
My dad was there.
You know, I've got a bunch of, you know, that you've been at the house. I've got pictures of, or posters of the World's Fair up in my family room, but I was in Tavern at the Park, across the street from Millennium Park, and they've got beautiful posters, some that I haven't seen before
from
the World's Fair that are just gorgeous.
Yeah.
Here's a little newsreel from 1933.
Here we are, folks, at Chicago's world-famed Century of Progress, the spectacular fair that was started by a beam of light from the star Arcturus. People from every corner of the world came to see its magic and its marvels. No less than 22 millions of them came swarming into this colossal show to witness the brilliant handiwork of its modern, unparalleled ingenuity. Here is the famous Avenue of Flags, a beautiful flag-bedecked boulevard, every foot of its magnificent concourse filled with an endless stream of pleasure seekers.
I love the descriptions on some of the stuff. It's pretty cool.
Oh, and the delivery. The delivery of those guys. Yeah.
1948, let's see here, Texaco Star Theater, the Milton Berle Show, premieres on NBC TV. It was one of the first successful examples of American television broadcasting, largely credited for driving American television set sales.
That's true.
Back in the day.
That's
and they,
very
they
true.
Also used to say that when Milton would go to commercial, that the water levels in New York, because people running to the bathroom and flushing their toilet,
water levels would go down
significantly. No,
that's really very true. And I saw an interview with either Jack Parr or somebody like an a veteran actor like Jack Lemmon, for instance, saying that people would buy a TV in the late 40s, very early 1950s. They'd have all their neighbors over.
Mm-hmm.
Because not everyone had a TV
set. You would invite everybody over,
but
absolutely.
Once they had an exposure to their friend or neighbor that had a TV, they went out and bought one too. That's how it works.
Great way to sell.
And you know, in my ute, it was, Dave? It was a CD player.
Yeah.
In the mid-80s.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, your friend of yours had a CD player, and it was amazing. Just push a button and just boom, 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 and anything you want is right there.
But Milton Berle, as a comedian, just credited for doing that. Now, first year on the air, by the way, 500,000 viewers. When he went off the air in 56, he had 30 million.
Mm-hmm. See?
That's how quickly it
there
ran.
There you go.
Just like this show.
30 million.
All right. 1955, Bill Haley and the Comets, Rock Around the Clock, hits number one. And by the way, here's the funny thing about this song. It actually hit the charts again in the 1970s because
yes, it
was the original theme to Happy Days.
Happy Days, that's
in,
right.
In those first couple seasons.
Yeah, if you watch the reruns of Happy Days, there it is.
Yeah, except when you buy the DVD, they've replaced it all because of music rights.
Oh,
I like that. When you have got a show that's heavily loaded with music, like that show was of all the 1950s and 60s, they've replaced a ton of it because they don't want to pay those rights.
They didn't have to pay the royalties.
But I want the original stuff. Otherwise,
sure.
You know, it's kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
1968, really a terrible, terrible time. Robert Kennedy, U.S. Senator Robert Kennedy, shot and killed on June 6th, 1968. Let's listen to the actual live report from ABC News.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? No! Is that possible? It could. Is it possible, ladies and gentlemen? It is possible. He has. Not only Senator Kennedy. Oh my God. Senator Kennedy has been shot. And another man, a Kennedy campaign manager, and possibly shot in the head. I am right here. Rafer Johnson has a hold of a man who apparently has fired the shot.
That's it, Rafer. Get it. Get the gun, Rafer. Okay, now hold on to the guy. Hold on to him. Hold on to him, ladies and gentlemen. Hold him. Hold him.
Talk about live television. We don't want another Oswald. Is that amazing?
Yeah. I can remember that reporter being on the Joey Bishop show.
Talking
the
about,
following night,
yeah,
and of course everything stopped that week. It was well around midnight here in Chicago.
Is that how late it was in the day?
Well, yeah, because it was in Los Angeles, so they were 2 hours behind us.
Sure.
So it was around midnight, very early in the morning, and then roughly 24 hours later, Senator Kennedy died. I remember they had that reporter on. Talking
cool.
about the whole incident.
Yeah.
He was headed to Chicago right after that. He was supposed to be here in Chicago. The Illinois primary apparently right after California. It's kind of reversed, from the way it is now. Not only that, that's almost 50 years ago.
But I mean, just listening to that, what was happening live on television, and again, at a time where we had a handful of channels, so you know the audience, because this was probably covered on every network at
it was.
That moment.
Yeah.
It was everywhere. Changing the tone a little bit, 1969, the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour last aired on CBS TV. It was very controversial show, but it was also... You know, it evolved more toward a youth-oriented kind of Saturday Night Live program. It was very hip, you know, to watch that show in the 1960s. Show became popular and controversial. Three specific targets of satire was always racism, the President of the United States. They always picked on Nixon and the Vietnam War. And it really kind of defined the show's content for the remainder of its run, but it also eventually led to its demise. Let's take a little listen.
There was an organization at the time called Another Mother for Peace, and it was pretty well known in Southern California. It had a little, wonderful little drawing that had a dove and
Dick Smothers,
a gun or something. And so we put that on the thing, said for Another Mother for Peace, and they said, you can't show that. I said, why? He said, it could be a communist front organization. Mm-hmm. And we brought on Pete Seeger singing Waist Deep in the Big Muddy, which was satirizing Lyndon Johnson about this quagmire of the Vietnam. So there's many of these things, and Joan Baez we brought on, she dedicated a song to her husband who was going to prison because he resisted the draft up above board and out in front and not going to Canada or something, but he did it in the legal process he was going to. So they said, so they cut out the fact that he was going to prison for resisting the draft and left in, I'm dedicating this song to my husband who's going to prison. So those are things that could get me crazy.
So very controversial, program, but, that was one of the first comedy records I think I listened to that my father had.
The Smothers? The Smothers Brothers?
He had Bob
Mom
Newhart.
Always liked you best.
Yeah. He had a Bob Newhart, button down
mind,
yep,
of Bob,
yep,
Newhart.
Yep. He had that one. He also had the 10th anniversary of Johnny Carson that was on album.
Wow.
Of the Tonight Show. And that's where I first heard Don Rickles for the first time.
Okay. Certainly. Yeah.
1971, Ed Sullivan's final TV show on CBS, the 1,068th episode. You know, this was the place that you discovered talent. This is where you discovered, this was the place for entertainment before any other variety show became popular. The Ed Sullivan Show featured over 10,000 performers from music, comedy, sports, novelty, film, and other genres. The series was a launching pad, of course, for the acts like the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Elvis, Bill Cosby, Joan Rivers, the Muppets, and so many Broadway performances ended its long, long run. What an iconic show. And it ended, you know, it was like the 1940s to 1971.
I wonder if that's on DVD.
There's some episodes that are on DVD.
Yeah, certainly the Beatles stuff would be, and the Stones, probably the Doors. But, I'm just wondering now that all the Johnny Carson things are available.
Yeah, there's a few things on Ed Sullivan. And we actually had the gentleman that owns the library to Ed Sullivan on the show some time ago, so you can probably catch that on my page at WGNradio.com. 1980, last thing of the day here, first transmission of CNN, the cable news network. Let's take a quick listen.
Niagara Falls, Paris, Tulsa, Denver, London, Canton, Newark, Peking, Orleans, San Diego, Reno, Nicaragua, San Francisco, Seoul, Perth, the Marianne, the United Nations, Vienna, Buffalo, Lima, Kiribati, Islamabad, Decatur, Nashville, Jamaica, Jonestown, Chicago, Weatherford, Pika, Tokyo, Madison, Fort Worth, Fort Wayne, Warsaw, Bangkok.
Ready, camera one, box. Take 11, Mike Hume, to New York. Stand by, ready three, take three, Mike Hume. Three, start to slow zoom in a little bit. Roll tape, take three. Ready 13, full. Ready,
it really changed news forever. With the dawn of CNN.
Yeah, and what when it really came of age, Dave, was during the first Gulf War in 1991 or so. I remember watching Tom Brokaw when they had Bernie Shaw on CNN right in the middle of the action there. And Tom Brokaw, of course, on NBC saying, "We used to call CNN the little network that could, but no more."
Yeah, but no more.
And from there on, there we have it.